If I gave you your first Nintendo Switch and $100 right now, you could go a few different ways with it. A previously opened copy of Shaq Fu Legend Reborn Collector's Edition, perhaps. Shares of an actual cow via blockchain tokenization. 14 copies of Balan Wonderworld. 60 to 70 spicy potato soft tacos from Taco Bell, depending on your region and tax rate. Or sell the console, pocket all the money, and pay some bills or something. But physical Switch games are getting cheaper, so I've been aggressively transferring assets from my baby son's higher education fund into that sector. And now his college budget is YouTube. So unless you're some kind of highfalutin collector, or you're just really hungry, personally I'd recommend an intentional few great, cheap physical Switch games to set on your shelf and impress your grandma with your budgeting prowess, and spicy potato soft tacos with whatever's left. So here are some of the best games that price tracking websites show CIB $15.99 or less pre-tax as of July 20th, 2025. An arbitrary line I drew specifically to include Splatoon 2 and exclude Let's Play Curling because sacrifices must be made. Anyway, here goes. Phoenix Immortals Rising. Immortals Phoenix Rising. I say it wrong every time is a Greek mythology centered, open world, light puzzle, action adventure that's surprisingly charming and funny. Its only major crimes are the occasional horrible framerate drop and not being based on Disney's Hercules. I mean, can you even imagine? I like the non-competitive, goofily self-aware first-person looter shooter Borderlands 3 because I'm trash at regular FPSs. The cel-shaded style holds up better on the Switch than most, I love gyro assist, and since it's less traditional shooter and more grindy RPG with guns, the 30 to 60 frames per second range sucks less. Only missing offline couch co-op keeps it from being maybe the best bargain Switch game, period. 4 stars for both, better played on other platforms if you have them, but great portable fun for the price. Speaking of non-traditional gunning, Nintendo's third-person shooter Splatoon 2 is part paintball vandalism, part sea creature murder simulator. It is great, but the single-player mode is short and its best potential is completely online-dependent. Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle is an unusual launch window Ubisoft-Nintendo crossover that adds accessibility to a typically stiff, turn-based tactic genre. Its bigger, more open experience sequel, Sparks of Hope, comes at the expense of some charm and polish, but it's still really good too. Let's call this bucket Nintendo exclusives starring hybrid creature abominations, 4 stars all around. Shin Megami Tensei V is a demon-catching monster meshing JRPG, like Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth, but spicier. It's great, and it started as a Switch exclusive, actually. Sonic Mania is kind of a Sonic the Hedgehog greatest hits, maybe the best Sonic game ever actually, with a cool development backstory you should check out if you have a minute. The one single problem is that they both have better versions in Shin Megami Tensei V Vengeance and Sonic Mania Plus that are worth the slightly higher price on Switch. Like a nice ex with whom you actually are still friends, or having a Taco John's right in front of you when there's a Taco Bell just up the street. Yes, they're great, but you can do better. 4 stars. Monster Hunter Rise is a very polished, giant monster-stabbing action RPG and impressive technical achievement on the Switch, where it's still exclusive. Other than its more traditional counterpart, Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate, I can't think of any other examples of stellar, huge, third-party Switch exclusives, much less ones so inexpensive, but please let me know if I'm overlooking anything, obviously I'd be very interested. Many Monster Hunter diehards rightly note that Rise is more casual, but this game on this platform brings this franchise to a much bigger audience, and those diehards can still play Generations. Absolutely 5 stars, Rise really is my idea of peak cheap physical on Switch. Okay, if you really had $100-ish dollars to burn on CIB Switch games from this group, you could get Rise, Phoenix, SMT5, Sonic Mania, and need only skip one of Splatoon 2, Borderlands 3, Kingdom Battle, or Sparks of Hope, just depending on how much you like shooters versus hideous mutants. But that whole $100 narrative device was just an excuse to bring up that 4 Taco Bell Taco Party Packs at $22.99 would net you 48 total tacos for $92, which, even with protein, doesn't sound as impressive as 62 spicy potato soft tacos for a similar total, or $92 of Blockchain Cow. And to my beloved only baby son, if I die, I hope you'll find these games are both high quality and monetarily totally worthless enough to consider keeping. More details to come in two future episodes, Don't Own Not Dirt Cheap Switch Games You Should Sell, and I'll haunt you forever if you sell these Switch games. Thanks for being here, do something good today, and I'll see you next time.